This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 747. Do you have doubts or do you have a question? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Today, we hone in on a false friend. When you ask a question, what vocabulary phrases should you use and which ones should you avoid? Find out today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how you feeling today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing well. How are you? You know you got a little bit of a cold.
I've got a little bit of a head cold, but it's luckily it's not like it's the flu or even a full cold. So it's okay, just dealing with a little stuffy nose and a little coughing and sneezing, but I'll get over it. That's okay.
Yeah, okay, feel better.
Yeah, well, Michelle, how's life in New York these days?
It's good. Yeah, it's really good. I love this time of year in New York, and it's so much fun to, just go outside and do all the outside things that you couldn't do in the winter or that you were doing, but you weren't comfortable doing.
Yeah, that is so cool. That euphoria, right? You have a sense of euphoria. You're like, yes, I can be outside and I can live my life. I can breathe. I don't have to clench my shoulders.
Savor. We have to savor this time of year, right?
Savor
like when it's all beginning.
It's so fleeting. It's so fleeting. Yeah. So do you have any doubt then that this is the right place for you to be living at this time in your life, in your like 20s, New York? Any doubt about that?
No, this is definitely, I'm happy to be in this area. I'm happy to still be living and, living the city life. I'm still enjoying that for now. And, we'll see what happens one day. But yeah.
Oh, that's happy. So cool. It's so good. I think that's part of what makes us happy in life is not doubting where we're at or what we're doing, right? I think doubt is the ultimate like Achilles heel.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about it in my Buddhist practice and meditation. We talk about it in terms of doubting, where meditation will take you. Doubt is the ultimate hindrance, in so many ways, self-doubt or just doubting other people or doubting life or doubting your practice, so doubts. Do you tend to doubt things a lot? Like, do you have a lot of doubts in your life?
A lot of doubts. No, I feel not right now.
No, good to know. Good to know.
So how about you?
Not really. I have historically had some self-doubt that I've struggled with, but I think these days I'm feeling strong and confident and loving life,
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody has a little bit of that, right? But it's about like not letting it take over so that you, are afraid to do things. But
you got it, Michelle. That's it. Exactly.
I do think everyone has some of that.
Yeah, everyone struggles with self-doubt to some extent. If they don't, then they're fooling themselves or or something. They're a sociopath. No, just kidding.
That's funny.
Anyways, today, why are we talking about this concept of doubt so much today, Michelle? What is going on?
Wow, we have a little bit of a false friend thing
episode
going on
today.
Guys, sometimes we do these false friend episodes. They're really interesting because these can be tricky, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, this is really, really important because this is something that I've seen with a lot of students. But before we go into it real quick, guys, I want to remind you that if you're taking the IELTS exam, go over, subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast. It is awesome. We've got more than 400 episodes up there now that are going to lead you to your target score. And also, if you want to see the role plays from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe because you can save 50% when you subscribe to the transcripts to have them delivered to your email every Monday. So cool. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, going back to the false friend concept. Yeah. I mean, here's the problem, right? So I've worked with this episode is going to focus a little bit on our, well, it's going to focus on everybody. This is going to be useful for everyone, but I'm going to emphasize, especially our Brazilian listeners, because I've seen this from a lot of my Brazilian students that I've worked with and a lot of our Brazilian listeners, when they write in a question, I'll see this. What is the problem, Michelle? Why don't you throw that out there for us?
Okay. The problem is that Brazilian students, Lindsay, you said that you've heard students say, and maybe Spanish speakers say, I have a doubt, and then they ask their questions. So that's interesting.
What's the problem with that?
Well, the problem with that, it's not exactly right. It's close.
Yeah.
But what you should say is, I have a question. Right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You should say, I have a question. So like, we understand you when you say, I have a doubt, and then you ask the question. We get it. But it's not exactly correct, because the meaning of doubt is more about what we were talking about at the beginning. Okay. Right. Of this episode. Like, oh, are you doubting where you are in your life? I struggle with self-doubt. That's really what doubt is used for. It's not used for meaning a question. And I think this may be a false friend, a translation from Portuguese and maybe Spanish for our Spanish speakers. I'm not sure. Okay. Another, just an asterisk here. I want to mention, I've heard, I have a query. Now, I've heard this from listeners from India, and I think that works in British English, but not as much in American English. Do you ever say, I have a query, Michelle,
Never.
When you know? So it sounds so we're not saying it's wrong. You'd have to talk to a British English teacher to see whether that's okay, or in Australian English maybe. But to us, it sounds kind of formal.
Yeah.
So if you're talking to an American person, I would avoid it. Okay. So, but let's go back to doubt, because that's really the point of today's episode.
Okay.
So what does it actually mean when we say, I have a doubt in English? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about, you know, you're questioning something, mm-hmm. right? You're not sure if something is going to be a good idea or not. And you're really thinking about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I'm having doubts about, you know, where I'm living. I'm thinking about getting a new apartment because my roommates are moving out, for example, right? It's not so much, as you said, Michelle, it's not that you're asking a question, right? It's just that you're thinking about something. You are having a struggle internally.
Yeah, you're unsure. You're unsure. And you're thinking, and it sounds to me more that you're thinking on a negative end, like some mm-hmm. negative thoughts are coming into play.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. So it's not objective. Like, I have a question. It's, yeah, I'm struggling with something negative. Okay. And then it's also used in another form. What mm-hmm. is that, Michelle? What would we say?
You would say, I have no doubt.
I have no doubt. Now, this is used to say, like, I'm sure about something, right? I'm confident about it. I have no doubt that you'll love living in California when you move there. Okay. I don't know.
Right.
That would be one example.
Right.
Yeah,
I have no doubt that you're gonna get good grades if you work hard.
Is that common, do you think, that kind of phrase, I have no doubt?
I think that's common. What do you think?
Yeah, especially when it comes to music. I mean, there was the group No Doubt.
No Doubt! Gwen that's Stefani. Right. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah, now I think Gwen Stefani is singing on her own right now. Is that what's happening? Yeah. But yeah, that was a group from the 90s, No Doubt. So funny. And then what's another use of this doubt?
Is I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Or I guess I doubt it.
I doubt it. Right. Oh, of course. Yeah. I forgot to include that, but I doubt it. Okay. Actually, that would be more common than I don't doubt it. So let's just talk about I doubt it real quick.
Okay.
When was the last time you used that? Just give me an example. Maybe a conversation between you and a friend. Or someone.
Okay. It's like, oh, do you think that, do you think that you're going to keep on going on dates with this guy? Oh, I doubt it. Like, if a friend is dating someone new.
Exactly.
Right? I doubt it. It doesn't seem like a match.
Super natural, super good, great phrase, guys, to learn, okay?
It basically means I don't think so. Like, I strongly don't think so, but not 100% sure. Like, if I say, are you going to keep on going on dates with him? Oh, I doubt it, but you never know.
Exactly. That's it. And this is a really good one for you guys to learn and to be able to use, right? I doubt it. Right?
Yeah.
Supernatural. I think that you would connect with natives really well if you were to start using something like this. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then saying, I don't doubt it. It means, I believe it, right? Oh, you know, I hope that I can be successful at Harvard University. Oh, I don't doubt it. I'm sure you'll be successful. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little less common than saying I doubt it. So that really would be the better one to learn there.
It's so funny. Like, do you ever look at, you know, I mean, especially with English spelling, and you look at the word and you're like, why is this spelled like this?
Yeah.
And I'm looking and I'm like, doubt? Like, it's like so, yeah. Just with that B in there, guys, it's D-O-U-B-T.
Oh, that's a good point. That's important to talk about, though, because, again, yeah, be careful. I've also heard students pronounce the B.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing. Ding, ding. Okay, stop everything, guys. That's the first thing we need to know. The B is silent, completely silent. It's not even, like, slightly pronounced. It's totally silent, okay?
Right.
So doubt, right? I've heard people say no doubt or I doubt it. No.
Yeah. Okay.
How do you connect with people from the American West? Well, one of my favorite parts of our course is where we take you to a rodeo in Wyoming. We show you why the rodeo matters to American people, and we teach you some new vocabulary words. To get started with the Bridge to Connection method, get your first lesson for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/bridge. Good. That's a good point. And then the last one I've heard also people say, so we just talked about the group, no doubt, but I also hear people occasionally, saying if it's it. In their habits,
I
hear people say, oh yeah, no doubt, right? Like, oh, let's go out. We're going to have a great time on Saturday. Say, no doubt, right? It's not my personal habit to say that, but do you know people who do say that?
I don't know if I know like my friends who say that, but I can hear that. I mean, I definitely have heard people say that before. It makes me think of like surfers.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know many surfers, but for some reason I'm thinking like, yeah, no doubt.
Yep. No, that's true. I think that I went hiking with someone recently who said that a lot, and that was just in her personal vocabulary. Again, natives have their own personal vocabulary.
Style, right.
Yeah, that's why you can't just ask one native speaker and assume that what they say is always the fact, right?
Because
language, that's why I love language. It's so personal. It's so dynamic, and it's so kind of you can manipulate it a bit and improvise. So
there are a million different ways to say the same thing, and that's, you know, that's what's so cool about it. And that's what you're talking about is your personality and just also probably like how you grew up, like the language that you use growing up, the language that your parents said. And it's such an interesting topic.
Yeah, you're right, Michelle. So many things that could influence. And also like a whole nother topic that we could talk about is the categories that we get placed into based on the words that we choose, like language attitudes. And we talked about that in my graduate program about our attitudes towards other people's language, you know, and our automatic assumptions and biases about them based on what they say, which is another thing. Accents, you know?
We'll talk about it another time, but just like speaking in a certain way, like, you know, I don't know. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
getting all excited, you know, guys, we're language people. So we get all excited about language. Yeah. We're very nerdy.
Nerding out here. Okay. One quick role play just to demonstrate this doubts thing. And then we'll go into something a little bit different here. So Michelle, I heard you decided to move to Southern California. That's so exciting.
Yeah, it sounded good a few months ago, but now that it's almost time to leave, I'm having doubts.
Okay. So that's all about the word doubt. Okay. So, you know, we could do a different episode on the word doubt, but don't worry about that for now. You know, for today, just know that, you know, you can't translate it directly from Portuguese, right? So just avoid the direct translation when you're asking a question. So now we're going to turn the episode around and move towards what are some of the things you can say when you want to ask a question instead of just, I have a question. Okay. Right. So Michelle, what are some better ways or some like multiple ways to open a question without using the word incorrectly, using the word doubt incorrectly? Because we don't use that. We already know that.
Okay. So, well, you can just real easy. I have a question or I have a question about.
Great. That would be fine. And this is great for anybody writing into us, guys, with your questions for the podcast or asking your English teacher in school or anything at work. Okay. And another one would be, I'm confused about. And then you finish the sentence. I'm confused about this grammar point. Right. Okay. What's another one?
I want to check on something.
Very nice. Very nice. So much better than I have a doubt. another one would be, I'm questioning this, right? I'm questioning this data that I got, or I'm questioning this thing I heard. I like that. Sounds very smart.
Yeah, very smart. Or I need a little help with something.
Okay, very nice. So these are the phrases, guys, that we want you to focus on today. In addition to today, your takeaways, we want you to understand the what doubt actually means, and it doesn't mean you're asking a question. And number two, focus on some of these new ways of asking a question, okay? So in this role play, Michelle, who is who and what are we doing?
Okay, well, do you want to be A or B?
I'll be B. I'll be the employee here, and you can be the trainer. Yes,
you're
the trainer.
I'm a new computer. Wait. I'm a trainer. I was like, I'm a new computer training. I'm a trainer training about computers at work, and you are the employee. All right. So here we go. All right. Okay. So now I'd like to see the code that you have written so far.
Sorry. I'm confused about how to use the HTML tag when I want the sentence to be bold.
Oh, I'm happy to help you with that. Let me explain.
Okay, short little role play. We'll do another one after here, but we used one example of how to ask a question. What did we use here?
I'm confused about how to...
Great. So I would really encourage you guys, you know, when you're writing in a question to us or to your teacher or whoever, use these different ways of asking the question. Okay. Yeah, really recommend that. Next situation, we have a teacher and a student. Michelle, you can be the teacher. I'll be the student. You ready?
Okay. So does everyone understand what I just said about irregular verbs in English?
Excuse me. I have a question about the verb to awake.
Okay. What's your question?
Okay. Very nice. Okay. So that's it. Now this is, you know, I have a question about the basic one, but there are other ones that we've shown you guys today that you can use. Okay. So Michelle, any final thoughts for today? We've gone through these a bit. Anything?
Just practice with these different things. And as far as false friends, you know, don't worry about it, but it's something really good to know and be aware of that, you know, not every time do these words match up, you know, from what's in your language to, English or, you know, vice versa. I mean, I remember learning French when, in middle school and high school and, you would always think, oh, this probably means the same thing, but it doesn't.
We can get into a lot of trouble that way, can't we?
Right. And, it's so frustrating, though, because you're like, oh, I know that word. Nope. So, you know, I feel your pain, basically. And I'm sure Lindsay does, too, because this is so common. And just, you know, pay attention.
Just pay attention and take chances, right? The key to connection is being willing to take chances and connect with natives. So using these new phrases will give you a chance you can take, okay? So do that, guys. I love that. And remember, leave a review in iTunes and we'll announce your name on the show. And also make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast in your app, whether it's iTunes, Overcast, maybe it's Stitcher or something else. Hit subscribe now, guys, okay? Okay, Michelle, this has been fun.
Very cool. Lindsay, have a good one.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.